Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude has been lying to his wife for 6 years, and should he keep lying? Funny story, actually. It's going viral because it happened around Thanksgiving. His wife made him a cherry pie, and he doesn't like cherry pie, but he told her that was his favorite dessert when they were on like one of their first dates because he was nervous. That's what happens. You're on a first date, and you're just getting to know each other, and I feel like first date conversations are so like surface level. They're like so casual. Like, what kind of dessert do you like? And he just yelled out, cherry pie. He goes, I don't know why I yelled out cherry pie, but I did. And so I was just like committed to it. And then she was being sweet in a gesture of sweetness. She made me a cherry pie. And 6 years later, we're now married. And every birthday, she home makes a cherry pie. Now she threw it in for Thanksgiving.
Poor
She's
girl.
Just making this dude his cherry pie. Should he tell her? Look, I don't even like cherry pie. I don't know why I said that. 314-531-9898. Steph, what do you think?
100%. This is the Olive Theory.
Oh my God!
From How I Met Your Mother.
Yes,
absolutely.
So tell everyone what the Olive Theory is from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, sure. So on Lily's first date with, oh my gosh, his name is escaping my brain.
Marshall.
Thank you. Yeah. Lily was like, "Oh, can I have your olive?" And he's like, "Yeah, I don't like olives." And so for a long time, up until they got engaged, she thought he did not like olives, and that she loved olives, and it worked. They were perfect for each other.
Because
one didn't, one did. So
because in every perfect match, they have this theory that in every perfect relationship, there is one person who likes olives and one person who does not like olives.
Mm.
And that is so true in any relationship. My wife is obsessed with olives. I hate them.
Really?
Every relationship. You can't have two people who love olives.
Sarah and I love olives, though.
So you're Marshall and Lily.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Marshall pretended the entire time to hate olives, and he finally came through because he didn't want to be the couple that we're pulling a Sarah and Kevin over here that both liked olives because he's like, we're not a perfect couple, because that's the theory that in every perfect relationship, there's one person who likes olives and one person who doesn't.
Womp.
And then they realized,
with the help of Barney, they figured it out that, I mean, I know not in the best way, but Barney outed it essentially, and he had to own up. He does not.
This guy needs
loves olives.
This guy needs a Barney. He needs us to out him.
Yeah.
Or, like we all said, just keep faking it till you make it. Paul, do you think he should tell the truth that he doesn't like the cherry pie?
No, because everything else will be questioned in his life.
Yep.
Yeah. Hannah, tell us.
Just cover it up with ice cream and chocolate and just suck it up.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think that he should. I think it'll be funny. They can laugh about it.
It's not funny.
No. He says, I like your chicken. And she goes, do you like my chicken? Do you like my
lasagna?
Yeah.
I want Hannah to find out someone you're dating has been lying to you for 6 years and then go, it's funny. Wait, I can't wait till that happens to you. And we're all laughing like, oh man, that guy's hilarious. He just straight lied to your face for six straight years.
If it's something like light and gentle like this.
All right, Amy, do you think there's a way for this dude to come clean to his wife that he doesn't like her cherry pie?
I do. I think that he could gently say, like, oh, you know, a lot of people love your pie, but if you really want to know my favorite, I really love this one. You
and
know,
then
and it might
she
be
looks at him in the eye and she goes, you told me your favorite dessert in the entire world
was
cherry
like,
pie.
You know what? I'm in my gooey butter cake era.
right now.
So you want him to lie again?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Stack on the lies.
Stack on the lies. The gentle reminder is to lie. Like, hey, I actually like a different dessert more in this era. Like, come
on. What is it, three lies make a truth?
Yeah. Jonathan, do you think this guy should come clean?
Well, I'd like to say yes, but I was telling your person earlier, I've been lying to my mom for 50 years about pumpkin pie.
50 years!
I couldn't tell him to do something I can't do.
So you've been lying for 50 years saying this pie is delicious, Mom, and it's terrible?
Oh, damn.
I didn't want to hurt her feelings. She made pumpkin pie for me, and I ate it and said it was delicious, and now she makes it every time I see her, and I just have to stomach it. It's a secret my family has. They all know I hate it, but my mom don't.
Yeah.
See,
Jonathan.
If you want to be happy,
that's right. You want to be happy.
You want to be happy for 50 years?
Yeah.
You lie. That's their marriage advice from the Brett Megas Show. If you want to make it 50 years,
lie.
Lie like hell. Dude has been lying to his wife for 6 years, and should he keep lying?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Funny story, actually. It's going viral because it happened around Thanksgiving. His wife made him a cherry pie, and he doesn't like cherry pie, but he told her that was his favorite dessert when they were on like one of their first dates because he was nervous. That's what happens. You're on a first date, and you're just getting to know each other, and I feel like first date conversations are so like surface level. They're like so mm-hmm. casual. Like, what kind of dessert do you like? And he just yelled out, cherry pie. He goes, I don't know why I yelled out cherry pie, but I did, and so I was just like committed to it, and then she was being sweet, and in a gesture of sweetness, she made me a cherry pie. And 6 years later, we're now married. And every birthday, she home makes a cherry pie. Now she threw it in for Thanksgiving.
Poor
She's
girl.
Just making this dude his cherry pie. Should he tell her? Look, I don't even like cherry pie. I don't know why I said that. 314-531-9898. Steph, what do you think?
100%. This is the Olive Theory.
Oh, my God.
From How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So tell everyone what the Olive Theory is from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, sure. So on Lily's first date with, oh my gosh, his name is escaping my brain.
Marshall.
Marshall, thank you. Lily was like, oh, can I have your olive? And he's like, yeah, I don't like olives. And so for a long time, up until they got engaged, she thought he did not like olives and that she loved olives, and it worked. They were perfect for each other.
Because
one didn't, one did. So
because
that
in
was the perfect match.
Every perfect match, they have this theory that in every perfect relationship, there's one person who likes olives and one person who does not like olives.
Mm.
And that is so true in any relationship. My wife is obsessed with olives. I hate them.
Really?
Every relationship. You can't have two people who love olives.
Sarah and I love olives, so.
So you're Marshall and Lily.
Dun, dun, dun.
So Marshall pretended the entire time to hate olives, and he finally came through because he didn't want to be the couple that we're pulling a Sarah and Kevin over here that both liked olives because he's like, we're then not a perfect couple because that's the theory that in every perfect relationship, there's one person who likes olives and one person who doesn't.
Womp.
And then they realized.
With the help of Barney, they figured it out that, I mean, I know not in the best way, but Barney outed it essentially and he had to own up. He does not.
This guy
loves olives.
This guy needs a Barney. He needs us to
right.
out him.
Yeah.
or. Like we all said, just keep faking it till you make it. Paul, do you think he should tell the truth that he doesn't like the cherry pie?
No, because everything else will be questioned and his lie.
Yep.
Yeah. Hannah, tell us.
Just cover it up with ice cream and chocolate and just Suck it up.
Yes.
There you go.
I think that he should. I think it'll be funny. They can laugh about it.
It's not funny.
No. Says, I like your chicken. And she goes, do you like my chicken? Do you like my
I want Hannah to find out someone you're dating has been lying to you for 6 years and then go, it's funny. Wait, I can't wait till that happens to you. And then we're all laughing like, oh, man, that guy's hilarious. He just straight lied to your face for six straight years.
If it's something like light and gentle like this.
All right, Amy, do you think there's a way for this dude to come clean to his wife that he doesn't like her cherry pie?
I do. I think that he could gently say, like, oh, you know, a lot of people love your pie, but if you really want to know my favorite, I really love this one. You know, and it might
she looks at him in the eye and she goes, you told me your favorite dessert in the entire world was cherry pie.
You know what? I'm in my gooey butter cake era right now.
So you want him to lie again?
Yeah.
Stack on the lies.
Stack on the lies. The gentle reminder is to lie. Like, hey, I actually like a different dessert more in this era. Like, come
on. What is it, three lies make a truth?
Yeah. Jonathan, do you think this guy should come clean?
Well, I'd like to say yes, but I was telling your person earlier, I've been lying to my mom for 50 years about pumpkin pie.
50 years!
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't say. You know, I couldn't tell him to do something I can't do.
So you've been lying for 50 years, saying this pie is delicious, Mom, and it's terrible.
Oh, damn.
My. I didn't want to hurt her feelings. She made pumpkin pie for me, and I ate it and said it was delicious. And now she makes it every time I see her, and I just have to stomach it. It's a secret my family has. They all know I hate it, but my mom don't.
Yeah.
See,
Jonathan.
If you want to be happy,
that's right. You want to be happy
for 50 years?
Yeah.
You lie. That's their marriage advice from the Brett Mega Show. If you want to make it 50 years,
lie.
Lie like hell.